whether you want to
buy, buy, buy.
In a bear market or
sell, sell, sell
in a bull market. Jim Cramer can help you become a better investor. Mad Money, weeknights 6 Eastern. Listen to CNBC on the Odyssey app.
Doran, we're getting lambasted on the text line, man.
For what?
For being too negative.
Again?
Yeah, because now
we're
not. We're
better today.
Thank God I'm here.
Yeah.
We're not giving Tomlin credit if he beats the Ravens.
I said I would give him credit.
We gave a qualifier, yes. If they come into this game and it's not run, drag them into the mud. If they come out throwing, if they zig when everyone thinks they're going to zag, then yes. Now, Bostic's on the other side of it. Pat says, you're 0-0. It's the playoffs. You haven't won a playoff game in 8 years. You win. Of course, Mike Tomlin gets credit. So what say you? 412-928-9370. Do we give No Name Bob another try?
You have to. I think you have to.
We got to get... Pat's very passionate about this.
No Name Bob.
All right, No Name Bob, you get another crack at it. What's up, man?
Hey, how you guys doing this morning?
Oh, we're
hey,
good.
I just wanted to make a few points. On offense, basically, and one of them I totally agree with you totally about Mike Williams, but I want to start with about four different points real quick. Let Russ be free. And also, Max protect, because Moore needs help. Our left tackle needs a lot of help over there, as indicated by Cincinnati getting 3 sacks from Hendrickson. Also, when we screen pass, let go north and south. Don't go wide with screen passes. Also, the one point that you made about Mike Williams, he knows how to play in these games. And I don't care if Pickens gets mad or not, okay? If Mike Williams gets open and knows how to do it in a playoff game, go to him. Don't shy away from it. That's the only 4 points I have as far as offense goes.
But thank you, No Name Bob. I think you might have snuck a point or two in there, too, an extra one.
Wait, why does Mike Williams know how to play in these games?
Mike Williams, big-time playoff performer in his career.
Is he?
I'm looking it up right now.
He sounded so confident.
Yeah, he has played in 2 playoff games, Mike Williams. 16 catches. Hey, pretty good. 42 yards the first game. Oh, excuse me, sorry. 16 targets, 7 catches for a combined 110 yards. He'd been okay.
Not bad.
Doesn't have a touchdown.
A lot more than I thought. I didn't know he even did anything.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go. The power of Pro Football Reference. How about, and we'll take the Tomlin calls, of course. We'll take your calls all day. I mean, we're 2 days out from a playoff game. How important is it to get George Pickens involved early?
I am so in the middle on this one, and I hate to do that, but, like, try to get him involved last week. Tried hard. And you got to make plays, man. I think it's probably important, if you really boil it down, to get him involved. Something high percentage, whether it's a perimeter screen or crossing route or something where you can get him the ball in a catchable position to go make a play afterwards. But if I'm Russ, I'm not forcing it. I'm not forcing it in trying to make something happen that's not there.
Do you guys think that you'll know on the first toss to him whether or not he's got it?
Yes. I could tell sometimes by the way he catches the ball, because he sometimes, most of the time, doesn't even look the ball in, kind of like the Chris Carter back in the day. And he has such natural hands that anything in his vicinity, I could tell what type of game he's going to have by the first catch, just by the way he catches the football. And I could tell, that quick screen, I know he got behind the line of scrimmage, but the next one, whenever he dropped it, I knew that he was going to go in the tank, just by the way that it just hit his hands. But you know that you need him to win, though. And you know what your offense looks like whenever he does bring his A game, as we talked about yesterday. If George brings his A game, they will have a chance to at least have production in the air. But you know what it looks like when George does have his A game. I mean, what did he have the first game against the Ravens whenever they had, 6 field goals? He had, 72-some yards. I mean, you could say that that's the reason why that they had the 6 field goals and they won that football game. And he wasn't in the last game. So,
89 yards, Mr. Pickens.
Yeah, I mean, I'm almost going back on what I said. I'm almost taking a shot to him early. Like, just throw it up, you know. And you say you want to throw the ball on the first play of the game, and if they don't, you'll know what's going to happen. It may be the case where you have two plays in the huddle, right? Mm-hmm. You call a deep shot, and it's too deep, and you check it to a run or something different. But it's a one-on-one shot to Pickens, and you just give him an opportunity to go up and make a play. Because I feel like he almost, I think Tomlin said, right, make the routine plays routine. He makes the unroutine plays routinely.
Yes.
And makes the routine plays less routinely.
He looks sometimes on those routine catch and runs like he's never played this sport.
Well, it's like, this is boring, right? I want to do something.
I'm going to jump a guy.
It reminds me of like my 8-year-old when I'm like, and I'm not comparing him to an 8-year-old. I'm just saying in general, it's like we go shoot baskets. He wants to shoot threes. All these kids want to shoot threes. They don't want to do the Mike and drill and, you know, make layups and use the glass. They want to shoot step back threes, you know, and make the most the degree of difficulty determines their degree of interest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that that applies to George. I mean, and that, listen, he's got the ability, the unique, almost not human ability to make those plays.
He's got to be the most important non-Russell Wilson player in this game, doesn't
yes.
he?
Yes.
He has to be their best offensive player. And I am fascinated to see what this whole Ravens trash talk cologne thing does to him. Is it going to have him acting crazy out there and taking
penalties?
They're
going to be yapping.
They're going to yap after every play, and if they don't, they're stupid. They're dumb. Are we going to see the Pickens that yanks a dude's face mask and pulls him to the ground? Are we going to see the Pickens that's going to fight you through the back of the end zone on a Hail Mary? Or is this going to tick him off for greatness? I am fascinated to see how that goes, because there's no way he doesn't know about it. Like, I'd be playing that thing on loop in the Steelers locker room. If I'm Mike Tomlin, I take him, I put my arm around him, probably already should have happened this week, and say, George, when you play your best football, we win. And put it on him and see how he responds.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. I don't know if it aids him for good or if this is something that's going to negatively affect him. But he is a massive key to this football game, says the non-football guy with the most obvious take in the world.
That would qualify as a chalk mm-hmm. take.
Yeah, sure.
but I mean, it's true. And the problem is, from a quarterback and a play calling standpoint, you go like series by series with, you may get him involved the first series, then if it's two series in the second quarter and he gets into it, you know, with somebody blocking, you're dealing with almost a different guy at that point. And that's the challenge that I think no one, you know, and that I'll go back to like the Tomlin thing, the Arthur Smith criticism is you have to at some point, and Mike Tomlin's to blame for this, Arthur Smith not as much, you have to at some point look at what cards a coach is being dealt in terms of personnel, in terms of the ability to influence. And for Arthur Smith, I mean, for the way they want to play, they are not good enough up front. They are miles away from where they need to be up front. And that's the way Mike Tomlin wants to play. It's the way Arthur Smith wants to play. So, obvious answer is play differently. But, I mean, you've been coaching for how long with the mentality of how you play? Now, it doesn't mean you can't adjust. So, for Arthur Smith, you think about, I want to run the ball. We want to stay ahead of the chains. But I can call high percentage runs, and Broderick Jones gets beat or gets called for a hold. We're in 2nd and 10. Okay, we want to take shots. George stops running, right? Like, or catches the ball and gets a 15-yard penalty, and we're back. You know, like, you have to at some point look at, and again, Mike Tomlin, Omar Khan, Kevin Colbert, like, you look at draft, you look at all those things, and that's why I go back to giving Mike Tomlin, if they win this game, to me, it's in spite of all the flaws they have, because their flaws have been on full display
yeah.
the last 4 weeks. Yeah. Full display. None more so than probably George Pickens last week.